Hello, and welcome to Around the Political World with John Rothman. I am your host, John Rothman. If you're a fan of the show, make sure to hit the follow button on the top right of Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you are listening at this very moment. When you hit follow, leave a review, or share an episode with a friend. It helps other people discover the show, keeps us going, and as I like to remind you each and every day, it expands our base. The eyes of the world are on a courtroom in New York today. A former president of the United States is in criminal court as an accused felon. And the question is, how important is this case? It is important. It is important to know that no one is above the law. It is important to know that a case will be made dealing with Donald Trump. But there is another courtroom, another argument being made today that I believe has greater impact, greater importance, and that is in the United States Supreme Court. The question of presidential immunity. The question comes down to a very clear argument. Donald Trump is stating that as a former president of the United States, he should have absolute immunity. Well, we know that isn't true. The reason is because Richard Nixon was pardoned by Gerald Ford. Had Richard Nixon not been pardoned, he most assuredly would have gone to court and most assuredly would have been convicted for crimes he may have committed when he was president of the United States. This is a simple fact, and the Supreme Court, I believe, will have to rule that Donald Trump does not have presidential immunity, that Donald Trump is not above the law. This is an issue which we will return to in the days ahead. And although the arguments are being made today, we know that the decision will not come down until May or June, and that will bring it right up to the conventions. Well, the important element here is not the politics, but the law. Shall the president of the United States be above the law? And the answer is no. So we await what the arguments will be in the Supreme Court today. And yes, we await what will happen in that court in New York. But most important of all, the principle of law. For those who wrote to me and called me and emailed me and texted me that Donald Trump would never end up in a courtroom, let the record be clear. He is in court. And whether he is convicted of a crime or not, it is a remarkable moment when a president of the United States of America is an accused in a courtroom. There is another event which I must describe to you today, because tonight will begin Passover, the celebration that Jews around the world will undertake to celebrate their release from slavery, freedom. It is an amazing celebration, and the first Seder begins in just a few hours. But while we are planning that celebration, there are demonstrations taking place at Columbia and at Yale, two exemplary American universities against Jews. And I want to be clear, there is no problem that any of us have with the issue of arguing that Israel's actions are bad or good. Let the argument take place. You want to hear it? Go to Israel. In fact, one of the leaders of the Israeli military resigned today because of what happened on that tragic day, October 7th. I have to pause because how do you describe that horrific day, that day in which so much damage was done? But that was a moment in time which we will never forget. And when we sit around our Seder tables tonight and we take of the salt water, we will be ever cognizant of the tears shed because of that event. And we will, of course, keep in our hearts 133 hostages still held by Hamas. And we pray that those hostages will be redeemed as the Jewish people were redeemed from slavery in Egypt. But what's happening in the United States of America? What is happening at this very moment at Columbia, at Yale, at other colleges and universities around the United States? The answer is that Jews are being threatened. Jews are being threatened. I want to say that, and I want it to sink in. You may protest Israeli policy, or you may agree with Israeli policy, but why does that agreement or disagreement focus now on Jews in America on college campuses? You see, it's very clear. Hatred of Jews is what is at question here. When the Hamas covenant says, if a Jew should hide behind a rock or a tree, let the rock or the tree cry out, there is a Jew behind me, come and kill him. They are not talking about Israelis. They're talking about Jews. This is a moment when all Americans must stand up. And three cheers for President Biden, who issued a vigorous statement from the White House saying that this kind of hatred has no place in the United States of America. Joe Biden is right. We better reflect on this. We better understand this. Because this moment represents for many Jews an existential threat to our freedom in the United States of America. A podcast is a very personal thing. Each day I have to consider what issues to talk about, what issues I should address. Today, on the eve of Passover, I want you to understand that two things are critical. No one is above the law, and hatred must not be made sacred. These are the two principles that I carry with me this day. And tonight, seated around our Passover table, we will emphasize those points. I want to remind you that in the body of the Seder, the 10 plagues are remembered. Those plagues represent an important moment in the Seder. But it is the last plague, the death of the Egyptian firstborn, which I want to recall with you for a moment. It was not God who called out that plague. It was Pharaoh himself. You need only read the Bible to understand it is Pharaoh who creates what becomes a tragic moment. And I want you to know that tonight around our Seder table, we will remember what happened at the Sea of Reeds, the Red Sea. Do you remember the story? The angels in heaven, we are told, rejoiced as the Egyptian army was destroyed. They rejoiced, they sang, they danced. And God stopped the singing and the dancing, and he said, "How can you dance when even one of my children is killed?" That's the way I feel. There is no dancing or rejoicing tonight. Whether you are an Israeli or a Palestinian, whether you're a Jew or a Gentile, what we must always remember is, we must always remember who we are, what our sense of morality is. When we say tonight, Am Yisrael Chai, the people of Israel live, that must be an affirmation for all people. Now let me conclude by saying this. We as a nation, the United States of America, are facing a moment of truth. We'd better understand that no one is above the law. And we as a humanity better understand that what is happening today on college campuses in the United States must be condemned by one and all. Protest, demonstration, absolutely legitimate. But attacks on people because of their religion or their ethnic background in the United States of America is unacceptable. Passover is the celebration of freedom. None of us will be free until this principle is affirmed. No one is above the law, and most assuredly, no hatred should be considered sacred. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Around the Political World. I am John Rothman. Make sure to follow along and let me know your thoughts on the show by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts, sharing an episode with a friend or colleague, so we can continue to grow. You can give me feedback on Facebook and on LinkedIn. And I want to say a special debt of thanks to our wonderful producer, Gogo Zoger, who makes sure that Around the Political World with John Rothman is up and running each and every weekday. See you tomorrow. Thank you so much. And have a wonderful Seder if you are observing Passover tonight.